I work for the CSIRO, which is Australia's national science organisation, in particular at the Division of Textile and Fibre Technology. And I'm here today to talk about an instrument called the CIROMAT, which has been developed by Dr. Stuart Gordon, and I'm presenting this work on behalf of him. He couldn't be here this week. And yeah, so it's about distinguishing fibre maturity related issues in the mill. Arrow? All right. Okay, cool. So what's the CIROMAT? The CIROMAT's an automated version of the polarised light microscopic technique that was, I believe, developed some decades ago. And the automation is essentially colour camera equipment and custom software. And so the uniaxial or birefringent nature of cotton means is that under cross polars, it produces interference colours. And those interference colours relate well to fibre maturity. And that's the field of view for our polarised light microscope. And the view on the left with less yellow fibres is sort of at the very bottom end of the maturity scale, something that you'd see in an unopen, unfluffed out, very immature top crop. And whilst the gear on the right is as mature as our instrument can pick up. The unique thing, or the novel thing about CIROMAT is that because we're looking at a number of thousand of fibres. In that case, you can see about 6,700 fibres. We can get not only an average maturity ratio value, but we can also plot a frequency distribution, which is kind of nifty. So that is actually that slightly negatively skewed long left tail is what you'd see for a very mature cotton. So this experiment, we decided we needed to look at measuring using CIROMAT. We made some measurements of cotton samples that essentially have the same micronair but have been selected to have different finenesses and maturity. So we're chasing this whole issue of trying to break micronair up into its component values. And the idea was to process it through to greyish yarn and knit it up and dyed fabric, and then test the relationships between fibre fineness and maturity and yarn and fabric properties. And as I said, it's all about trying to, you know, aid or augment the breeding program and the agronomy and physiology work that we're doing at CSIRO by assessing fineness and maturity and not just micronair. So there are eight new elite lines that have come out of our breeding program, and essentially they're grouped into two. We've got some shorter, coarser stuff for the top four and some longer, finer fibre varieties for the bottom four. But just note that, you know, it is a tight range of micronair. All those micronairs fall in the G5 range, and we certainly wouldn't, in our system, a grower wouldn't be discounted for any of those cottons. So within this sort of tight range, you know, of high quality cotton, we're still trying to push the boundaries on, you know, on trying to augment our breeding program. So that's our attempt to. We've taken our maturity ratio values via the CIROMAT, and then using Lord's quadratic equation, we've grabbed HPI micronair and have calculated linear density, or fineness as it's sometimes called. So those units on the left scale are milliteks. And of course, as you would think, that just demonstrates that for all those cottons that have the same micronair, they vary both in fineness and maturity. So we grab those new lines. And we set up a miniature. We have only a very small amounts of that material, and we actually had to run around a little bit and set up a new miniature spinning plant, which was kind of new for us because we've only ever had to spin large quantities. And just to briefly mention that, although it mightn't be all that exciting for some of you, that material was carded twice on a little miniature card, and then drawn once on a miniature draw frame. And both these instruments we sort of pulled out of the have an old dusty warehouse. We actually haven't used them in 30 years, so it was my job to work it out, actually turn them on. Those four slivers were combined together in a full-scale draw frame, and that single end was then converted into twisting and roving and then spun on a full-scale ring spinner. So that was sort of the best of both worlds for us. And we're using this technique now not just to sort of aid the breeding program, but we're also, you know, trying to process small amounts of material that are coming out of our agronomic and plant biology-based research. So that's Pearson's correlation matrix. So essentially those top numbers are R values, not R squareds, and there's the significance for those are reported below. And as you would expect, traditional HVI and of reported, so I'll just go back and just let you know before I start talking about that, that yeah, we knitted up that yarn and then dyed it with the typical reactive blue LSR3 dye that's used to try and find dead cotton or immature cotton. So result-wise for yarn imperfections, strength and evenness results, and we've got spectroscopic analysis from our C lab, LA and B for from our dyed fabric, and as we'd expected, our traditional HVI length, strength, predicted well or explained well yarn strength, whilst Micronair did a pretty good job at predicting yarn evenness, which was in line with our fineness measurement, which we as calculated via Lord's equation. So, as you all know, we end up with more finer fibres in the yarn cross-section. That means it's more even. Cyromat maturity ratio and the standard deviation from maturity ratio, in particular the skew, which represents the distribution, the maturity, didn't do a very good job at predicting yarn evenness and strength, which was half to be expected. But it did a reasonable job at predicting the reflectance measurements for the dyed fabrics. So for that nice tight range of cottons. The nice thing there that stood out for us was that the strongest relationship came from our maturity distribution skew, as opposed to just the standard maturity ratio average number. And because of the monochromatic nature of this, we saw no results for other colour changes A and B. That's just showing that corroborating that tight maturity range there, 0.9 to 0.98. And from what I understand, that is a fairly narrow maturity range. And so even within that, we could still see a distinction across our different varieties for those reflectance measurements, with the more mature stuff appearing darker than the less mature stuff. And so for the skew values, we have more negatively skewed, more mature varieties at this end and less mature, lighter dyed varieties at the other end. So general conclusions, HVI values of length, strength and fineness were strong predictors of yarn quality, but not of a dye uptake. Calculated cyromat fineness was able to predict yarn and evenness as we had expected. And the cyromat maturity ratio values were not significant in terms of predicting yarn quality. They were significant in predicting dye uptake. So we're happy with cyromat's ability to measure cotton fibre maturity in the mill, and it's aiding our and augmenting our current breeding program for ever-increasing elite lines. And I probably haven't spoken for anywhere near long enough, but I'd just like to greatly acknowledge Dr. Greg Constable, our head breeder at the ACRI, who provided the lines for this work, our technical staff, and also Australia's cotton growers for their support, and the Cotton CRC for their financial support as well. I can try and answer some questions. Thanks, Debron.
Thanks, Robbie. Any questions? I must say that I guess claim a little bit of relevance to this, in that Stuart Gordon, was a postdoc for me at New Orleans when we were working with maturity. So that's good to see that this is going forward. Yes, Norm.
Yeah, that was a 20-tex ring-spun yarn. I suppose so. Considering that it didn't do too well in predicting yarn evenness and tenacity, it was essentially you're looking at dye uptake in fibres. So I suppose, yes, it would.
I was a little surprised that Micronair was such a poor predictor of the yawn of the dye.
Yeah, that's really the take-home message there, and the demonstration that it's not until the end that measuring maturity seems to be important.
What's your next step in this research?
Stuart is trying to. I'm not quite sure where he's taking this instrument. It's still pretty slow. It takes about 5 or 10 minutes to to analyse a sample, and the sample's in milligrams. Numbers of thousands of fibres. So I think he's just sort of chasing speed and, trying to find avenues to commercialise the technology.
Would the relatively narrow range of Micronairs be a reason that you don't see a strong Micronair relationship if you explore a wider range of
microphones? Yeah, I think that's true. And the reality of it is that we've sort of seen that sort of thing, but all our lines that we're looking at seem to fall within that narrow range.
Sure.
So, which is kind of good, and you're not going to crack a discount on that. But I suppose, you might see that. I see some Micronairs around here of 2. Who does that? Where do they come from? I've never seen that. So they're all Gossypium hirsutum varieties as well. I may have neglected to.
All right. Well, if there are no more questions, then Rodney, thank you very much.